Good evening, everyone. This is Kat, and welcome to Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. I am here with my wonderful co-host, DC Love, and tonight we have very special new plans for you this evening, because not only is it DC's birthday, but it's also the first day of spring. DC, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Kat. Hello, everyone. It's such an honor to be here. And today, you know, being the first day of spring, it was so beautiful and sunny here. So I'm just thrilled.
Yeah. So just, do you want to go ahead and do a little bio?
Sure. Well, you know, we do save the what the bleep moments for the end of the show, but I have to say that for me personally, my journey started with a couple of what the bleep moments. I first connected in 2008 with Mother Mary, but before that I connected with Archangels Michael and then Raphael. And they appeared in my home. Their heads almost touched the ceiling. Of my living room. Archangel Michael was first. He looked like this big, massive warrior angel. He was very strong. He had a sword in one hand, a shield in the other. And then I saw Archangel Raphael. And he, as we know, he's the healing angel. And he came in, and I saw this beautiful green emerald light, and it was like a halo above his head. And I saw all these green sparkles around him. And then I noticed he had a staff in his hand. And that staff, of course, was for the healing. You know, that's his, you know, one of his trademarks is that beautiful staff. So after that, I connected with Mother Mary. And, you know, that was another beautiful what the bleep moment. But I must have put the intention out to the universe, because I started by watching Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, with my beautiful niece Kelly, and we watched a marathon, and I said, Kelly, I would love to do something like this. Well, guess what? The universe was listening, and that started me on my journey. I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit sat on the cat to get my attention. So I had no other choice, and I'm so glad that I listened to all of this, or I wouldn't be here today. So that's a little crazy what the bleep bio for me, Kat.
All right. Well, like I said, that is amazing, actually. So I just will say I am a jack of all trades, really, is what I'm going to say. I'm intuitive empath, Reiki practitioner, spiritual shamanic life coach, just to name a few. And my metaphysical experiences began as a child and continue to this day. But I wanted to also just say that, as a reminder for our listeners, to be sure to, at the beginning of each show, when a 4-minute Mother Mary sound healing will be transmitted over our listening audience. And in addition, listeners will be taken on a magical metaphysical wild ride of what the bleep moments, along with captivating, thought-provoking topics that will help put you on your spiritual path of self-exploration and discovery. And if you need new tools and techniques to add to your spiritual toolbox, you'll find them here, along with how-to practices to raise your vibration with the intent of reaching transcendence, where all things are possible. And an angel oracle card reading for the collective will be pulled at the end of the show. Okay, so in preparation of this 4-minute Mother Mary transmission, we would like to start off with a few prayers. So do you want to start with the Our Father, DC?
Yes, the Our Father prayer, it's not the whole Our Father prayer, but it's the Our Father prayer in regard to healing. So, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven, therefore there is no sickness on earth. I am, and you can say, I am healed in Jesus' name. And feel that and mean it, because our words have power. They're really, really strong. So that's a very, it's a very simple prayer, and it really goes a long way. And I heard that, and two sisters were given that prayer, and they lived in different states. They heard it at the same time. They said it for a dying family member, and the family member was 100% healed, Kat.
That's just amazing.
Yeah,
that is really, that's,
it truly is.
Yeah. So I'm going to say the forgiveness prayer. This is God of love, pure love, pure love, unconditional love, powerful love, redeeming love. I ask for your love to be poured into my family, overflowing on each of us. Let our love bring forgiveness and strengthen each of us. Gracious God, help us to love each other feverishly, for our love so deeply that it is able to, that it is able and willing to keep growing so strong, nothing can come between us. It is so, and so it is. Amen. And also, there's another very special prayer here that was given to me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and gracious unto you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you and give you peace. God will put his presence on you when you say this prayer. It refers to divine favor, angel protection, supernatural provision, and good health. In terms of prayers, I just like to remind everyone also that whenever you're able, and this just came up, but I just got to tell you guys this, like, when just remember, whenever you're able to help someone, be glad and always do so, because that's the universe answering someone else's prayers through you. Okay.
That is so true, Kat. And we've, you know, the two of us have been working together, and we help, you know, as many people as we can. And with all that help, we've also seen miracles. So I just feel so blessed to be here with you at this time and connecting with others that we may not know in person, but we're able to connect with them and help them as well.
We are.
So I feel that really, really beautiful.
Later. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I do have, I have a couple Mother Mary channeled. They're channeled messages that I would like to read. The first one was when Kat and I connected. Now, we're in two different states. We're not, you know, we don't live in the same area. But when we connected and, like, our higher selves connected, I got this beautiful channeled message from Mother Mary. Blessings of love and light, beloveds. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Change is happening on so many levels of your earthly existence. Surrender all that you hold within that no longer serves you. Do not resist what is for your highest and best. You may feel the changes that are happening on a soul's level right now. Welcome the Holy Spirit and your spiritual DNA truth that await you. You will feel this transformation first within your physical body as you begin to remember who you are, ascending into a higher level of consciousness. Each of you are here at this point in time, and you have a specific purpose for being here. It is now time to recognize your true potential and to connect with the unused part of our DNA, which is the light within. It contains the seeds of divine potential that will help you on a soul's level. So much of your spiritual potential remain dormant, beloveds. If you are ready to make changes that are needed and awaken your spiritual DNA, please just say yes. I, Mother Mary, along with the angels, will come in now to assist you and activate your spiritual DNA. While raising your divine frequency, we will now connect with your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. That's where your stability, your security are. Unconditional love surrounds and grounds this beautiful chakra, connecting you as well with your wealth DNA and spiritual communication. At this time, we will now go upward into our heart chakra, where our physical heart is located, and embody our higher self and raise our frequency, continuing to ascend into a higher consciousness as we feel the divine unconditional love and light that fills our hearts and receives the soul guidance that is needed. Beloveds, feel this beautiful divine energy as it permeates every cell of your being and continues to fill your third eye chakra now. And that is in between your two physical eyes where the eyebrows are. And we're going to go upward as well. And this beautiful energy is going to the crown chakra on the top of your head. Your higher self is ready to help you awaken and to shift your awareness, connecting with your true potential and your soul's guidance, as well as finding your true spiritual path. It is now time, beloveds, to connect with your unique spiritual DNA, guiding you to be of service in your own unique way to the world. Your physical and spiritual bodies are ready. You're ready to experience your divinity and your God essence. Continue to connect with your higher self and the divine unconditional love that surrounds you. Continue forward on your journey of love, beloveds. As you do, you will help others to connect to their authentic selves, raising the consciousness of the entire planet and beyond. I love you, Mother Mary. So when, Kat, when you and I connected, our higher selves connected, we both felt it that day.
We did.
And, you know, then this, yes, and this message came forward. And I just feel so blessed that we were able to work together and do this. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful blessing. I think that was pretty, I didn't realize how long that was. So at this time,
yeah.
If you're ready, Kat, I would like to go forward and we'll start the Mother Mary transmission.
Absolutely.
Okay. What we're going to do now, I don't know if everyone, you know, has been with us, is Mother Mary is going to come in, and what I'm going to do is play Ave Maria. And as I play Ave Maria, we're going to connect. Kat and I are going to connect with Mother Mary. The three of us are coming in, and we're going to do this beautiful healing energy. And you can use this healing energy, whether it's a physical condition, you know, whatever condition it is, even it could be physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is, just, you know, just open up your heart to the, receiving this beautiful, beautiful healing energy. Kat, are you ready at this time?
I'm ready, Ducey.
Okay. We're holding hands with Mother Mary, Kat. So the three of us are coming in. We're sending everyone this beautiful transmission of loving, healing energy.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, gently come back. Maybe move around a little bit until you're back with us. Kat, how are you doing, hon?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, that was just so powerful. I know that this is for our listening audience every time they tune in.
All of them, yeah.
I literally saw us joining hands like we normally do, Mother Mary, you and I, and Jesus was holding our hands in a circle, and it was around world. It was around the world. And I just, and the love and the healing is coming, you know, around the world. And I saw both of their faces. I mean, we see them, but I saw it in a, at the end in a different way in terms of the shroud. I saw that.
Yeah.
And then her just beautiful angelic face that was different than, which is always angelic and beautiful, but it was just a different version of her, and it was like they were just covering the whole world. It was very powerful. That was beautiful.
Beautiful. And as you said, Jesus was there. I was going to say that. For me, he opened up his robe, and I saw his beautiful Immaculate Heart, and that's what he was showing to everyone as well. And you immediately connect it with his energy cat. So he showed me his, you know, his beautiful, beautiful, you know, Sacred Heart, his beautiful Sacred Heart. And you immediately, like, picked up on his beautiful energy. It was so powerful. But he just wants to say really fast that, you know, everyone experiences pain, suffering, and trauma at some point in their life. And he's saying, beloveds, we can go beyond our pain with divine love and healing for every sickness, for every disease. And he was here with us, and he too was helping, along with Mother Mary, to provide healing. So, you know, when we think of healing, you know, we can come into, you know, the session with us, and you could, you know, listen to us again with Mother Mary. And then if there's somewhere physically that you have something that you want to have healed, just touch the area of the body for the healing. And then, you know, collectively we can command every sickness and its root to come out and not interest anymore. And we could release it in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay,
yes.
So know that he has been here with us and he was helping. And he's just saying, you know, close your eyes once more for a couple seconds, clear your mind. Envision a time when you felt truly alive, when you felt truly healthy, truly whole. As you do, you will feel the peace and wholeness of my heart within you. So he's showing each of you, as he did me, his beautiful Sacred Heart. Beloveds, allow my Sacred Heart to fill you with unconditional love, transcending all sorrow that you are holding within. I breathe life and love into your precious hearts, and I pour my love upon each of you, healing you with my inflamed love. I fill your entire being with my presence. Allow my infinite love to bring the healing that you desire, renewing and making you whole. And he invites us to come back to this moment right now and to help again, to seek refuge and to embrace in his love if we're wanting peace and healing. And he's saying, I permeate my presence upon your entire being, renewing each of you on a soul's level. You are no longer broken, beloveds. Your hearts are filled with the power of my love for you. Beloveds, my power is at work within you from heaven to earth, strengthening you with the power through my spirit in your inner being so that I too may dwell within your faithful hearts. So I felt like, you know, when he came in, the energy was so much more powerful because he just wanted to, you know, join with beautiful Mother Mary and give us this beautiful gift today.
It's beautiful. As it always
yeah,
is.
I mean, it's And with that being said, you know, today is my birthday, so I feel like each of you are a birthday present. And I thank you. And I thank you, Kat. And I thank Sacred Embers Network and all the beautiful shows and all the people that we're connected with. But I channel this from Jesus. Live every day like it's your birthday. Live every day like it's your destiny. It's up to you to live your truth. Live every day like it's your first. Make a wish. Blow out the candles. The present is a gift. Dare to take a risk. It's time to feel special, to be celebrated for being you, and to reflect on the year behind and ahead of you. You should take the time to feel special and reflect every day. Don't wait for one day of the year to live life to the fullest. Get started right now. Each of you should take a break from your busy lives and recognize someone for being that special someone that he or she truly is. There are so many little things that we can do to make other people feel special on any given day, and we could do the same thing for ourselves. You've got to treat yourself to something nice. It could be as simple as an afternoon nap or maybe a walk in the park. Or how about just putting some colorful sprinkles in your yogurt? You can make anything special. But embrace the life and the things you love most about life. Every day is an opportunity to do something out of the ordinary. Celebrate each day for what it is, because it is amazing. And take a moment once in a while to think about all the things that you've done. And be proud of the person that you are. Experience the present fully. Life is short. You know, one minute you're a child, and the next you're working full-time, you're rushing through your day. Don't wait until that next big day to appreciate the present moment. You may not be living out your perfect birthday on a daily basis, but you are probably experiencing some pretty good things. And if you take the time to look around you, to be fully present, you can make the most out of any day, birthday or not. So look forward to what is to come, because exciting things are coming your way. Life is an adventure, and every day is an opportunity for a fresh start. The same way, every birthday is the beginning of the next year of your life. Stay focused on the present, but don't be afraid to look forward to the future. Waiting a year is too long, and taking part in the joy that makes your special day so special. Birthdays and holidays can have such a buildup and can actually leave you feeling down. But if we celebrate all our days as if they were special, we'll always be looking for the good, hoping for the best, and trying to make the most of each day. No one wants to have a bad birthday, so the more you start thinking as if every day is special, you'll always be striving to have a good day. Start off each day as if it's your birthday, and you'll be in for a year filled with special days. I love you all. Jesus.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Well, I do absolutely
agree. You know, Mother Mary is saying, Kat, I want to hear, she wants everybody to hear about your beautiful, amazing experience with her, because I was in awe when I heard it.
There's a difference. Let's start off with the difference between a healing and a miracle, right? So we have these healings, right, that continue to happen, and they are amazing. Healing processes, they absolutely are fast, and it goes. But it takes time sometimes, right? It just keeps on going. It keeps on going and continuing to heal. And a miracle is instantaneous. It just happens that moment. Am I defining that correctly? Do you see?
Yes. Yes, you're doing an amazing job. And I am so blessed to be connected with you and doing this journey together. It's amazing.
Oh, too. It's like two people with one soul. That's how I look at us, because this is so in sync. And if our listeners knew every single day the things that we experience in terms of the synchronicities and the what's the moments, but these healings that are truly taking place in miracles. It just, you know, it just, it's almost mind-blowing, you know. But I do, I want to share with our listeners here and just give testimony to the power of these Mother Mary healings. And so it's I'm just going to start with, so last week when we canceled the show due to unforeseen circumstances, we found out that that show had already been canceled and today's date was posted. What was that? Spirit, right? Because there was no other explanation for that. None. But as it turns out, the reason we canceled the show to begin with was because Lucy and I were doing emergency Mother Mary transmissions on two knee replacements and had fallen. She was in severe pain and now in a wheelchair, waiting in the hospital emergency room for 9 hours, waiting for these x-rays to come back. Doctors told her that she had most likely broken the hardware in her knee and needed surgery. And surgery was not an option due to her age. So while she sat there in pain in the hospital, I asked Mother Mary and Jesus to surround her, said prayers, and DC went in and with Mother Mary could literally feel her hands on my mom's knees along with Mother Mary. When the doctor finally gave my mom the results, I was there. Nothing was broken. Now, you have to understand, this whole time she's being told that there is something. There's something broken, whether it's the bone or the hardware, because of the severity of pain she had and how her foot just, her knee completely just, you know, swelled up and all the way even down to her foot. So it was very severe. So when the doctors finally came out and gave my mom her results, nothing was broken. Not the hardware, your knees, or the bone. That was a miracle. That was part of the healing. That was just amazing that that had happened, right? So, all right. So then the healing moves on. So my mom, although it was a miracle that this, my mom, although no broken bones or hardware on her knee, still came home with a pretty traumatic injury to her knee whereby she had to have her leg over her heart for 5 to 6 weeks while applying ice. And, you know, when you're in your, you know, mid-80s, it's not an easy to do. And you're supposed to, you know, stay off her feet. And, well, she couldn't walk anyway. But, you know, my dad relies on her a lot, so it was just a matter of us all kids coming together and, you know, doing shifts and whatnot. So anyway, so we went back to work knowing this, okay? She had 5 to 6 weeks of, you know, her knee being, her leg being over her heart. She did another Mother Mary transmission. And the morning, I remember you saying you had gotten up at 5:30 in the morning preparing for this, and the sunrise and was this beautiful star that appeared. And after another Mother Mary healing, that healing, my mom was told she did not have to keep her leg elevated over her head for 5 to 6 weeks, but only a week. So do you see how what's happening here? It's just that was amazing. That was, to me, that is a healing that's progressing, but it's also a miracle because that happened instantaneously. That happened just like that. And here's another one that is really just insane. So while I'm on my way to Costco, do DC had called, and I told her again at that time that my friend who has cancer was getting worse. DC immediately said, when you get back at a Costco, we'll do the Mother Mary healing right in your car. So a short while later, walking out of Costco, I saw the words, I am, on a license plate, which was a sign from Jesus that he was with me in preparation for this healing to begin. What are the chances of that? So once back in the car, both DC and I asked for Mother Mary and Jesus to wrap around my sick friend's body and did the transmission to her higher self, as her physical body was too ill. I'm sorry about that. All right. DC instructed me to visualize hugging my friend while this transmission took place. As I did so, I saw a white light around her and heard the white light surrounding me. Then there were quick snapshots of our time together, laughing and having fun, just kept coming in and out. And then he literally turned to me and smiled and said, thank you. So I was crying hysterically throughout this entire healing and afterwards as well. And while I'm still sobbing, DC said, Kat, I just heard a song. I'm leaving on a jet plane, and I don't know when I'll be back again. Not thinking of it at the time, I just thought it meant she was leaving to go to heaven. So as you see mentioned before this, there are different types of healings. But afterwards, I told my friend, who's a nurse and saw our mutual friend, who has cancer regularly. When I told her about the song that DC heard of leaving on a jet plane, my friend, the nurse, she started crying. She said, Kathy, she said that, Kathy, she goes, the song DC heard made perfect sense. And then she reminded me that our friend with cancer had been a stewardess before she got cancer, which I knew. I wasn't thinking at that time. And then at the last Halloween party we spent together, she had dressed as an airline flight attendant. So I just started to chill. So that song was just perfect that had given to her. So after the Mother Mary's healing, because my sick friend is at this time in a state of being between two worlds at this time, throughout the same day, her higher self kept popping in and out, just thanking me, telling me she loved me, and she was still here. And so this literally happened, like, for quite a while. And so connecting on a soul level, I could hear her beautiful, I could see, actually, her beautiful angelic face and smile, and I just, you know, thought she's free. And that really, truly did bring comfort to me, as hard as it is to feel that she's going home, she's transitioning. This healing gave her such comfort in knowing that she would have an easier transition. And so healings are, you know, for persons with their highest good. And this cancer is just too much for her. And it was in her best interest, and it was in God's hands. And he's going to take her home. But like I said, knowing what happens after someone transitions, I get that, but still on a human physical level, you know, there's still grief, of course. And but this healing that was given to my friend truly gave me comfort as well. It healed me as well, because I was later on just, I felt at peace. I felt the calmness. I felt like things are okay, and he's always going to be here with me. But lastly, it's not surprising then that my friend with the cancer loved Betty White just like DC did, and had a dog named Ginger just like DC. Pretty interesting. Because what did Betty White say to you, DC?
Yes, Betty White, you know, she comes in quite often, but my mom's birthday was March 6th, and Betty White came in, and she wanted me to eat hot dogs with her, my mom, and Joan Rivers was there. I don't know if they were eating hot dogs, and have some vodka with it. So I did have, you know, I had that, and I said, you guys got to realize, I said, you know, I'm still here on the earth. I have to try to stay healthy. You guys, you know, it doesn't bother you guys. You can do this all day long. But Betty White, she loves each of us. She loves our show. And all in heaven, they're you know, they're here and they're helping us. And I just, like, as soon as I saw Betty White, I saw your friend sitting there laughing with Betty White Cat. And they were laughing at us. They weren't laughing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you actually
were
on her Facebook page, remember? And you saw her association with Betty White, how much she loved her. Yeah, she loved,
you know, Betty White. And then I'm looking, I'm like, oh, my gosh, and she has a dog. She had a dog that transitioned just like my Ginger. And I'm like, this is, like there's so many different synchronicities. It was just amazing. So they were what we would call, I guess, what the bleep moments, right? They were truly amazing,
yeah.
Cool, you know, but just when you look at them, like you have to step back for a minute or so, think, wow, really?
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And we've had a lot of those.
All the time. And we had been talking about this, too, just a couple of times, how everything is just so interconnected. So many synchronicities are happening. And, you know, even these healings, you know, they extend to other people, too, in the family. You know, people being nicer and people just going out of their way, you know, for no reason at all, just for the heck of it. You know, these are strangers, you know. I don't know. It's just, you know, things start happening in a way that just start working out better for you. And I don't know any other way to explain it except to say that it does go beyond. It goes, it just continues around the people that are around you. And things just, they become easier, and things really start working out for your highest good. And it's just a beautiful, it's beautiful. I mean, this is the most powerful thing, honestly, like I've experienced in my life, you know, in terms of these healings and miracles that are happening. And they're happening every day. It's not just here and there. I mean, it is every day. So, like, again, DC and I talk about, like, you look at everything as a miracle or nothing as a miracle. You know, being open, believing, being open to the healing is important as well. But even if you're not, you're still going to get it. It's just that, you know, you want to be open and you want to have faith. And I think just surrendering and saying, okay, I'm here, you know, just bring this upon me is really important, just to help you be open to all of that's being given to you. Because if you're fighting back, then not that you would, but if anyone just questioning it, you know, you may you will get it, obviously, but you may just look at these miracles that are happening as just coincidences, or, you know, things are happening around you, but they're just coincidences, you know, and not thinking that has anything to do with the healing or a miracle from these healings. So, make sense?
Oh, it does. It makes perfect sense, Kat.
Yeah.
And I think as we share with everyone, I think they're going to get it just like we got it, you know, as
Absolutely.
We continue forward and, yeah, listen to the experiences and different things. They're just going to start noticing more and more, like, all those miracles and what the bleep moments. It's just truly, it's truly beautiful.
Yeah, it is. So I'm going to move on here on right now to cellular memory. Are we good with that? So I just want to talk about scientifically here about cellular memory. Refers to traumatic memories that are stored in our cells. We may not even be aware of them because they have been passed down genetically through generations. And it has been scientifically proven through brain scans that our ancestors' trauma exists in our memories and are passed down to us regardless if we experience that traumatic event or not. So this tells us that our DNA holds cellular blueprints. It's the experience that our ancestors had can actually be affecting us on every level of our life. And that's pretty powerful when you think about it. Right? So, do you see if you want to talk about that on a soul's level?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say, like, with the DNA, my dog Ginger is coming in right now, Kat, and she's just so happy to be here, and she wants to remind everyone that, you know, you are, she's saying, you guys, you're all souls having a human experience, you know? So everything does, you know, affect us on a soul's level. And with that, I do have, like I said, I do have Jesus with us, and he wants to help us because when we, you know, when we have the cellular memory, it's everything that, like, all the trauma that's been stored up within us. One of my guides, Edgar Cayce as well, he comes in and he, you know, he connects to help with cellular memory. And, you know, people could have all different physical conditions and you're just wondering, wow, like, where did this come from? It could be as simple as maybe, like, someone is moving, someone lost their job, they had a, you know, like a relationship maybe. All of this is cellular memory that is stored within us. And cellular memory actually refers to traumatic memories that are stored in our cells. And, you know, we may not even be aware of the traumatic memories because a lot of them, you know, as Kat said, like scientifically, they come through from generation through generation, okay? And, you know, they're brought back, but we can, in fact, heal from, you know, the cellular memory that's not serving us. And it's always good if you have an opportunity to release it. So Jesus is here with us right now, and he's saying, if you're ready, I'm going to help you release the cellular memory. And we're going to ask Jesus to come in at this time and heal our body, our mind, our soul, our spirit, even any areas of financial issues that we're having. Because Jesus could come in and he can, you know, rid us of all this trauma. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we send the word of healing. Please remove all the trauma in everyone's hearts. And please remove all the trauma and all the pain that is stored in their physical body. We're asking that all the cellular memory go. And when we do that, you know, you're going to have the freedom you truly deserve. Any damage, any disease, you know, that stress has caused in someone's life. You know, I feel like there's people that are holding things in their body. And then, and as I'm saying this, I could feel like your stomach is like, I could feel the stomach hurting. There's a lot of digestive issues as well with people. But you don't have to hold on to this. We're going to ask Jesus, please, you know, come in and remove the cellular memory and help everyone to have complete wholeness and have perfect health. And parts of the body that aren't working, you know, the way they should, we ask Jesus again to come in and have everything running the way it should be. And bring in, I feel like, you know, there's heavy-heartedness. Bring in the light into the physical heart. And, you know, have faith again in Jesus' name. So Jesus is so happy that, you know, that we're here, Kat, and we're having this beautiful show because he loves coming in and helping people heal. And he's saying all we need is faith and willingness to allow the healing to be brought in with this beautiful divine energy, and it can heal any situation.
Absolutely.
So I really love that. What about you, Kat?
That's beautiful. No, absolutely.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, I just, oh, my God, I get so, you know, almost teary-eyed. But Jesus is saying, DC, it is your birthday. And you know what? I am a fun guy, too. So if people don't know it, I am a fun guy. And I like to laugh as well as DC and Kat. And they've been laughing a lot lately. So he's reminding me of a message I channeled in 2015. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine it's 2023? So I woke up the one morning and I heard the song, Jesus Take the Wheel. And I had this beautiful feeling come over me. And Joan Rivers is saying, thank God Jesus is taking the wheel, DC, because you're blonde and you shouldn't be behind the wheel. Okay, Joan, knock it off. But I had this big, beautiful smile. And I'm thinking, wow, you know what? How great is that to give complete control to Jesus? And then I heard him say, do not worry, my child. I have a plan for you. You can trust in my plan. You're resting safely in my hands. I'm always in control, and I've got this covered. And I want you to live each day with happiness and joy. Instead of worrying, focus on living your life to the fullest. Each day is truly a blessing, and each moment gives you the opportunity to create a life filled with joy as well as true fulfillment. So I've been reflecting on different times in the past where I wanted to be in control of me and my life. After all, I am an adult, right, Kat?
Yes.
Well, you know how that goes.
Fine.
You know?
Yes.
we're chronologically, we're adults, I guess, but
yes.
It didn't go the way I planned, of course, right? I would always hear, DC, get out of your own way. DC, get out of your own way. It took me a while, but I finally realized that, you know what, life does not have to be that difficult. And I just blurted out, oh, God. And I could hear Jesus say, he laughed. He said, yes, oh, God. And then I was shown George Burns as he played, you know, God in the movie. And I remembered how funny that movie was. And suddenly there I was riding in the sidecar of the motorcycle next to God, who was driving. But, of course, God wasn't God. He was George Burns. And I then heard, don't take life so seriously. After all, I am in charge. So I guess the part that I play right now in all of this is to ask each of you to notice our Creator. I'm here to spread the word, thank God. He's saying he hasn't heard from you guys lately. Also, he's saying I'm not just in people's thoughts as much anymore. There are those of you who only think of me when you are in trouble. Please don't take God for granted. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And sometimes you just have to believe in things you can't see. We are all asked to have the faith of a child, and God is adding each of us to his club of heavyweights. We're right up there with Socrates, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and even Abraham Lincoln. Don't worry about being qualified because even Einstein's theory about the universe failed. Jesus then gave a message for everyone. Live each day by faith, beloveds, and not by sight. Although we have limits, with God we are limitless. Don't ever be afraid. Know I am always with you. I will be a roadmap on your journey through life. And when you feel lost, turn to me and I will guide you. I may take you to places you don't want to go, but these places will bring you growth and teach you precious lessons. You need to fasten your seatbelts and know that I am in the driver's seat. And as you ride this out, you will face your fears and then discover you are stronger than you know and will be on the road to your highest and best. And don't forget what I was able to accomplish in a week. I love you, Jesus, oh God. So that was my message.
Time
I read it, I just burst out laughing because I got that from the very beginning of this beautiful journey. Get out of your own way, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's so true because, and sometimes we're so unaware of it that it's our ego that gets in the way. We, in terms of ego, it's, you know, we all have want things our way, or we want to change something, and maybe it's not changing, or we want someone else to change, and they're not changing. You know, so it's like you said, you know, just we have to get out of our own way and let the divine, right?
Yes.
Step in and help us, and that's all we have to do. And so it's only been through a lot of, honestly, just practice and mindfulness and meditation and, you know, we say the rosary so much. You know, there's just things that you do that help you on your journey, and it takes work and it takes discipline and it takes commitment, you know, and that's not always easy, but you're guided and you really, you take it seriously because then it happens. It happens. Like it's happening right now for us because we, like talked about earlier, there was a vision there that we each had separately, yet we were connecting on that soul level and finally came together with that same vision, and it continues, you know, to manifest in many, many, many ways. So I love that message, DC. That was just amazing.
Thank you. And Ginger is stepping forward once more. She said, it is your birthday. And I said, okay. But she wants to remind everyone that our thoughts create our reality. And she's saying, listen up, people. Calm down that monkey mind and pay attention to what's going on. Or you can be really, you know, distracted so easily. You are creating your reality, so why not make it a good one? Fill it with magic and fill it with blessings. And, you know, start to affirm that you deserve the best that life has to offer. Be bold. Don't be afraid. Make a wish. And be open to all the desires that you are holding deep within your heart. And please don't quit. Because you've come further than you even recognize. You're almost there. And each of you, you're meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance, but you've got to have faith. And, you know, the universe is conspiring in your favor. Okay? She's saying, you know, if you could see how strong you are from where I sit. She's saying, you know, be strong and have the courage and face any situation that comes your way. And she is letting you know that if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. You've got this. Just stay calm. You've got the power. And the effort that you're going to put forth is going to reap positive benefits. Don't be afraid. Follow those dreams because anything is possible. And just kick back. Take a load off. This is sweet time right now, like candy to your soul. I love you all. Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger. Yeah, the only limits we felt, that was beautiful. Like that was, it's perfect because I feel like the only limits that we have are the ones that we give ourselves. And
yeah,
so
and that's the truth. Yeah,
right. And so we could be challenged in some ways, yet so a better perspective, and that changes everything, right? That changes the reality and. Well, this is a better mindset, and I truly believe everyone can achieve anything that they truly want to. You know, having the right environment is really important too, and the people around you that support you is very important, because those people are the ones that want the same things that you do, and they're going to support
yeah.
you and help you along this life's journey in, you know, what you're wanting to achieve on, because this is a pretty big visionary quest we have going on here these days, you know.
But oh, it is. And you know what? But it is amazing. And like I said, I do get scared. But if it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough, you know.
Well.
I truly believe that as well. You know, I really do. I believe that. And,
yeah.
you know, we have a beautiful friend, you know, we talked about Joan. Well, Robin Williams comes in quite a bit with Joan Rivers, and he's saying, you realize, Kat, you're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it, right?
That's right. That's where the creativity comes in. I mean, that is true. I mean, creativity is what that's all about, right? And so,
yeah.
I mean, you looked at, you know, these geniuses, these people who have truly made a difference in the world, you know, they've all had people that didn't, you know, some may not have, you know, believed in what it is that, you know, they're out of the box ideas, let's say, right? And, but that's okay, because they just didn't have the capacity to stand that at that, you know? And so I think all great people who achieve things you know, along their journey, whatever it might be, it could be anything. You just want the support of people in your corner, and they say many times people will leave, right? Those who just don't understand, that's all. And the environment, like I said, you know, you want to leave any harsh energies behind, you know, whether that's you know, it could be even a relationship where, you know, it could be anything, but just keep your support tribe around you, and that's going to help empower you, and that's what this is about. And also just to remind listeners, too, about we have, you know, angels out there that you can call upon in terms of the healing angels. It's Mighty Archangel Raphael, of course, a big one. He surrounds, you know, us all with his healing, beautiful emerald green light, and puts his cloak of healing around our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And we can ask him, you know, just to saturate us, you know, with this light. And if you have any concerns about your health or, you know, decisions, even about medical care or just anything, you know, releasing negative thoughts and feelings, behaviors, like key is that one to go to. But there are others. But there's also angels of abundance, right? And these angels are there to guide you, you know, whether it's, you know, a financial decision, career, you know, help you with basic needs, anything divine, you know, helps with divine timing and career moves. It could be anything that you want. It could be a new car, new house. Right, you see? I mean, abundance angels are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you have like a financial issue and stuff, just connect with the abundance angels and, you know, talk to them the way that we're talking right now, because they hear you, you know, and you don't even have to know their name specifically. That's the thing about the angels. You could just tell them what the problem is. And they know who they are, and they know which angels to send to get the job done.
Right.
So I tell people like, oh, I don't know what angel to call. Just say angels and then tell them your problems. because that truly,
right.
truly does help. But, you know, we still have Robin Williams here saying, ladies, I'd like to talk for a couple more, maybe a minute or two more, because Joan's not around, so I can talk today. Because when Joan is around, pushed in the background, but he just wants to tell you and I and the members of the, you know, the Sacred Embers Network as well, thank you for, you know, for being the caring people that you are and caring for others and having these beautiful shows.
Yeah.
He's saying, I can't tell you what you mean to everyone. But he's saying, you know, I do want to say, you know, you've got to try to look at things differently, because when you look at things differently, the things that you look at change. And just when you think you know something, you have to look at it in a different way, because the universe is wider than our view of it. And, you know, never stop looking for more challenges. Keep exploring. There is so much out there to learn. And even if you make a mistake, don't worry about it, because mistakes can also be wonderful. And I truly, you know, I truly, truly believe that, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just smiling, and he's saying, you've made, you know, sad people happy. And he's thankful for the warmth that we brought to his heart this evening. And he's saying, you know, fill your heart with love and laughter, because it wipes away all the pain. You know,
yeah.
And he's happy that we're connecting with our passion, and we're making our, you know, mark upon the world as well, Kat, you know?
Yes.
So I think that is truly, truly beautiful. The other thing was that I wanted to say, you know, we are in, you know, spring finally, so I'm in my happy place. I'm reflecting back on a time that I channeled Enoch, and that he's the great-grandfather of Noah, and he's here with us, and he's saying, hello, beloveds, my name means dedicated. I ask each of you to dedicate your lives to being of service to others, as Kat and DC are, and as well as Mother Earth. Walk the path of divine love. All the answers can be found within your heart. Walk with God each day. He's a great walking partner. And you will connect with the higher dimensions of love and divine truth. It is now time to let go of any limiting beliefs which no longer serve you. Fill your heart with gratitude and allow your faith to create the life you so desire and bring about abundant blessings into your life. Plant your seeds and watch them grow. This is the right season. They will withstand the elements and bear fruit for generations to come. Sit within nature and connect with your soul. You will have the spiritual nourishment needed, and you will align with all that is. This is a very fertile season, and it will produce life-sustaining lessons. Many of you see a world filled with lack. Trust that blessings will be bestowed upon you, each of you. You will have everything you need and more. And then when you do, share your abundance with others and be a blessing to them. Trust and have faith. Remain optimistic about the future. There are many choices before you. It is a time of forward movement. Maintain balance and harmony, and you will have clarity as new paths present themselves. Nurture the less fortunate, and help them as they walk upon their path. Help them gain the security in the physical realm they are needing. You have the ability to create and manifest good fortune. Share your riches with others. I am Enoch.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah, so that was really, really beautiful. Really beautiful.
I feel,
as we are going forward, I feel like we are seeing things differently, Kat, you know? And I feel like, you know, our life is changing, and it feels absolutely amazing.
It is changing.
So beautiful. Yes, in a good way. And we're still connected to our beautiful soul sisters, you know, within our beautiful network. We send love to them all, you know, always. But we were just asked to, you know, step forward and connect and focus a little bit more on, you know, healing at this time.
Right.
But the healing, like we first focused on, it's so much it's so much more than what we thought originally.
Yeah.
And we're just happy to go forward on this beautiful, amazing journey.
Yeah. And as we just
beautiful.
We have to start wrapping up this year, but just so that they can kind of understand this, as DC and I talk, like I will be talking, and then just, and as I talk, you know, for instance, these are what the bleep moments, right? You see, like, then something comes up, and I'll go, oh, my God, that's something that we just talked about. You know, like, just, it's like,
yes.
You know, about, like, what was the last one about the organ donors? We had talked about organ donors, and we had talked about how, you know, there's science behind, you know, when you do pray over an organ, and you know, we didn't really get into the, you know, all of the cellular memory around the show, but if we could heal the cellular memory, for instance, within an organ recipient from the organ donor, that would be a miracle, because that's something that we don't always know where that organ came from. So if that person was angry, or that person, you know, passed in a state that wasn't, if that organ wasn't as it should, we just want to clear the negative, anything that isn't in the organ recipient's highest interest. And so, because there's been studies, and this has been proven over and over again, how especially heart patients have taken on personality traits of their heart donors. And it's just so interesting. We can go in more, you know, with that later, but we have been talking about that. And then, as I was talking about, gosh, I'm like, this person needs a, she needs a liver transplant, you know, and it just, it's stuff like that, that just happens on a regular basis. Is that not right?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. It's just all of these different things that we've been, you know, connecting with and doing in the miracles, and, you know, and we talk about something, and then we get a little guidance from above what we're supposed to do about it. Not just, like, look at it, but you've got a job to do.
Yeah. I mean, there's
so it's just
healing on different
amazing.
Levels. But yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so you were
touching the ice.
So,
yep.
Yeah, exactly. So what's a bleep moment? It's promise, right? So the one that I did have the other day, and DC, you were the one who noticed it. I was just, we were on the phone, and all of a sudden, and we were talking about Ray. From Goodfellas, and she said that my voice changed as I
yeah.
was talking. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I just, it caught my attention like really fast, because it wasn't you talking anymore. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, who's talking, you know? Like, I'm used to it for me because, you know, Joan talks, you know, she'll come through and say some crazy things, and she's done that for quite a while. But when I heard that out of your mouth, like, it just made me sit up and, like, I'm going, oh, my gosh, that was a crazy what-the-bleep moment. My goodness.
I didn't even know what to do with that. I just had to laugh because apparently it was one of his ex-wives' voices or ex-girlfriend's voices. Was that
Yeah,
right?
And here you said, my gosh, what am I going to do? I said nothing. He said, she's just crazy. Don't mind her, you know, and it was just so funny. She had an opportunity. She took the opportunity, and, oh, my gosh, she came through, and I was like, whoa, that just, I mean, she had like that accent, you know, like with the way they sounded, like in, what is the movie that he was in with all the mafia and everything?
Godfather, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas? Is that it or no?
Yeah.
Is it another one? But they were cooking in the kitchen and everything. And
Goodfellas, yeah.
I mean, you one woman there, and it was just like, it took my breath away for like 2 seconds, you know? Totally
well,
took my breath away. And we just, after we realized that, you know, it's harmless, you know, then it was funny.
Yeah, then you just have to laugh because I didn't realize that I even sounded different. And then you were going, oh, my God.
Yeah, it wasn't you. Oh, my gosh. And for me, my sleep moments happened a little while ago before we connected with the show. Jan Drake Bakke was just posting these things and blowing me away, like saying happy birthday. She posted a picture of myself and Ginger and then Joan Rivers, and then, you know, we had Robin Williams coming in. She had Jesus. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you are, like, you're just crazy, like, with all these things that she was posting. So it was like my what the bleep moment for today. I mean, it was just truly, truly amazing.
Aww.
So beautiful. Yeah. But I thank each of you for spending, you know, part of your day, which is my birthday, with me. I couldn't ask for a better birthday present.
Well, you're a gift to all of us. So.
As are you, Kat.
Thank you. So I want to, the last thing here is, I'm just going to read quickly. I pulled a card for the collective. And the card is the same card, I believe, I pulled last time, which is, it's crazy. So it's compromise. And I pulled this from the Angel Answers deck. Okay. So in order to create a happy outcome for whatever situation you're going through, you want to find it necessary to compromise. So allow yourself some time to be clear about what it is that is truly important to you. Also, take note of matters where you would be open to changing your position. Work towards an agreement where everyone wins. Cooperation that would and be open to cooperation that would allow you to get what your needs are while also assisting others in fulfilling their desires. So be objective about finding a balance between respecting everyone else's viewpoints and still being true to your own. So there you go.
Beautiful. And that was amazing. And Mother Mary is showing you and I, and we're like little seeds in her garden. And she's saying, you can't see how much you've grown, but I can see how much. And she's saying, you're growing like beautiful flowers. So we're amongst like these beautiful, beautiful roses, and she has us with her, and she's saying, just keep growing, don't worry. And I feel like, you know, we are divinely guided, and I feel that we are growing. And the more we grow, the more we could help, you know, others. So just have faith, and she's watering us, and we're sitting in the sunlight. So I do feel really beautiful, and she's saying, you know, we're bringing so much faith and healing to others, and she's thanking us as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's the light, right? And so we're all here to help each other on this journey.
Yeah.
Called life. Right? So, So with that, I just want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And again, happy birthday, BC, and happy spring to everyone. Again, new beginnings, and, you know, just believe anything is possible. And you can change your reality at any time and, you know, put out those big dreams and, you know, just go for it. Be bold. Yeah.
Yes, be
so,
bold. Yeah.
That's
beautiful,
great.
Cat.
And I look forward to you all listening in next Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. All right.
Yes.
Thank
good night,
you.
Everyone. Oh,
all
thank
right.
you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.